Allah. There is such evil. So it could be either one. It could be Chayyavei Krisis. It could be Chayyavei Krisis. Chayyavei Krisis also. It could be Chayyavei Krisis also. Say, Eilu Yidin, Eilu Chlitz. But then we have another pasuk. Im Yachmis Yish Lakachas, Hochobit Biyam. So what does that pasuk imply? Kol Eilu Yidin, Eilu Chlitz, Kol Shein Eilu Yidin, Eilu Chlitz. Because the pasuk only implies that the man, the Yom, has the alternative to choose between Yidin and Chlitz. So how do you know, Umaro Yisro, how do you know that this pasuk tells us that Chayovit Chlitz, so there is no Yidin. And Mimele, there is no Chlitze either, because that Pasuk says that there is parity between Yibn and Chlitze. Im Uyachbit, so Yish Lakachas, Hochobit Miyab. Maybe the Pasuk of Im Uyachbit, maybe the Pasuk of also Ibn Teashoro has reference to Chayovit Chlitzes. What does the Pasuk of also Ibn Teashoro tell us that Yish Lakachas, Shein Eilalim? But the Chlitze, maybe that Pasuk has reference to Chayovit Chlitzes. So of course, by Chayovit Chlitzes, there is no Yib. But Chlitze there is. Chlitze there is. And the Pasuk of Yachmitz Yishlo Kachas, Hochovitz Viyavim, has reference to Chayovil Avim, and he tells us exactly that there is both Chlitze and Yim. Im Yachmitz Yishlo Kachas, Hochovitz Viyavim. So, in other words, he has the choice to choose between Yim and Chlitze, because by Chayovil Avim. So, there is Yim. That's a pshat in the Gemara Maris. So then the Gemara says, Mistabach, Chayav Rav, Tafsir of Dushi, Chayav Tchri says, Loi Tafsir. So it's Mistabach that the Pasuk of Yesh Lecho Yivom Achas, also Yivim Tash, or Yesh Lecho Yivom Achas, Shein Eilei, Vein Lechlitz has reference to Chayav Rav. Why? Because Chayav Rav and Dushi states, and the Pasuk of Yim Yachmiz Yesh Lecho Achas, Hochavitz Miyavim, has reference to Chayavit Chrises. Chrises, Chayavit Chrises, so Dushin is not Tefes. So mainly the aloche of Kol Sheinayil Yid, Kol Sheinayil Yid, Meinayil Lechlitze, has reference to Chayavit Chrises. Now, there is a Machlekes Rishayim. So this is, the Gemara says that so far in regard to Chayavit. But then the Maskon of the Gemara is that by Chayav Lavin there is Yibn, because I said Nechalesis. So when is there Yibn Midraise? When is not there Yibn Midraise, Chayav Lavin Ves, because it has a Nechalesis Ves. So there is a Machlekes Hashem. You see it in the Rajbo, the Yir, the Machlekes Hashem. Two Shittes in the Rajbo, two Shittes in the Rambam, two Shittes in the Mir. That so many Rishonim say, and that's probably the Shita of most Rishonim, that the droshe of also in Vinte Ashor, Yesh Lecho Yivom Achas, She'eil Eliyim, She'eil Eliyim, Ve'eil Lechlitze, remains in the Maskon of the Gemara too. The only thing is, in the Havamin of the Gemara, it was assumed that this droshe of Yesh Lecho Yivom Achas has reference to Chayov Lavu Greide, that we don't say as a Dechalis to say, Gavi Yivom. But, so then the Maskon of the Gemara is, no, that Gabi Chayov Lavin Chayde, we say Yesh Lecho Yivom, so there is Yim Midraise, but the same Droshe applies Midraise to Chayov Lavin Ves. There are some Rishayim who say that according to Maskon of the Gemara, it's a Miut Rishayim. There are some Rishayim who say that according to Maskon of the Gemara, the whole Droshe of Yesh Lecho Yivom Achas, Shein Eilu Yim Melech Mitzeh falls off. It doesn't remain the Maskon. So Mele, that means that according to Maskon of the Gemara, so B'chayu Lav Mitreide, there is Yiv Midraise. And B'chayu Lav Mitreise, there is no Yiv Midraise. Mele, we apply the Aloche. We apply the Aloche of Kol Shein Eilel Yiv. So, Ein Eilel Chlitze. So Midraise, she doesn't require Chlitze. But Midrabonon, B'chayu Lav Mitreise require Chlitze. Midrabonon both require Chlitze and Yiv Nam. So, but Chayov Elav Mitreide, so Midraise, it requires Yiv. So the Chachomim of Misake, Yiv not, just quit. But Chayov Elav Mitreide, according to the Yisrael Sheini, so Midraise, she is not in Yiv Mele, she doesn't require Chlitz either. So she's Muteres Leshuk, just like that. But because of the Aloche of Kol Shein, Eilel Yom, Eilel Yiv, Eilel Chlitz. and the special droshe also doesn't remain maskani. But chachamim are misakei that the chayav lav beese too, she should be asur on the shuk until she gets paid. But that's a shita of most Hashem. But most Hashem hold that the same droshe of also yivim te'ashor yesh on yivom achas she'eino yiv meilo lichlitze remains in maskone, but it is to be applied to chayav lav beese, not to chayav lav mitreide, because the chayav lav mitreide, so in the raise, there is yivim also. Now let's see how Rashi explains the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Eim mechayav mitchvisas, namu leilat noch, kulibo yechvitze v'amekapchim olikam, tase bedushit." So the Gemara answers, "Umaru yisod." The Gemara declares, "Mistab, chayav elavim tase bedushit, chayav mitchvisas loy tase bedushit." So Rashi says as follows: "Tase bedushit hilkach dinam bei lokachas." So the question is, what does it have reference to? Does it have reference to Chayav Ichrises or to Chayav Elav? So it's mistaper that there's reference to Chayav Ichrises, because Chayav Ichrises is Tafs of Abdushin. Hilkach, to be able to take us with the Evet. Avo Chayav Ichrises, lo itafs of Abdushin, but lo vachayav on binosvo, lafkich. Lavkich. Now let's return to the cases. Cases as the Kashe, why don't we say that even the time when the Baal died, Reuben died, so his wife was in Mide, so she should be asur, or even a week later when she stayed home, because of Nesra Shoachas. So the Tesis does not ask, why don't we say that Nida should ask for the Tzore? Because Nida is not an El. Even if we assume that it's an Iser of Arayis, but the Shemel, but the Isha doesn't have it. So the Mele, in order to ask for the Tzore, she must have a Shem, must have a Shemel. But Tesis, so Tesis knew that the Shemel doesn't have it. Still, Tesis says, she should be asur not Nida later on. Just as Achisi Shalach Hashem Yisrael. And that's based upon Esra Shalachas. So that means that Eve, at the time when the Baal died, the woman was an idol, so she should become affected with the Isra of Ishesach. Why she should become affected with the Isra of Ishesach? Why? Because there is no Zike. If there is Zike, so she cannot be affected with the Isra of Ishesach. So there shouldn't be an Isra Zike. Why shouldn't there be Zike? After all, she's not an Avon. Tesis knew that she's not an elbow. So why shouldn't there be Zike? So the answer is, Tesis was operating with the aloche of Koshe Neila Leibn and Neila Lechlitze. So the Gemara mentions it, Roshe, Imoyach Bitzo Yishu Tachas of Hobbits Biabo, Koloil Leibn, Neila Lechlitze, Koshe Neila Leibn and Neila Lechlitze. So the Gemara has the kind. So the Gemara has the Gemara. So the Gemara said to Maru Yisor, so the Gemara says, Mistavre, Chayav Lav Mutafs in Yudushin, Chayav Mutafs in Yudushin. So that means that the Posik of Imuyach Mitzvish Lakachas, from which we learn how Kol Shein Eil Yib Mein Eil Lechlitze is reference to Chayav Mitzvishis. And Mido is Chayav Mitzvishis. So it's not Yod Deva Chalish Yem Elbo, but Chayav Mitzvishis she is. So Mele, she is Ein Eil Yib. And if she is Ein Eil Yib, So mainly, this posik, which has reference to Chayav Ichrises, so tells us that they know Echlitze. So in other words, neither Yib Mizele Yinido, while she's an Ido, nor Chlitze Yizele Yinido, while she's an Ido. So mainly, the Zike is Poka. If the Zike is Poka, in other words, there is neither Yib nor Chlitze. If Nina Yib no Chlitze is possible in an Ido, while she's an Ido. So the Zike is Poka. And if the Zike is Poka for one moment, so the Isar Ishesach is Chal. And if the Isar Ishesachal, if the Isar Ishesach is Chal once, so Mimele, so Nesrolo Belomis, so Yib Machashi Teheiro. So Zike couldn't be Chal again. And the Isar Ishesach will remain with her. That's the Kashi. But the Gemore is the Kashi Mago is. So the Gemara says, Mistava. higher love with Tafsir Yudushi, higher physical with Tafsir Yudushi. So the only reason as to why we apply the Yalkut, we say, of Kol She'in Eilu Yibim Ein Eilu Lechvitze, to Hayomich Chvises, because Hayomich Chvises is with Tafsir Yudushi. But that is not Chaya Gabe Nido. Nido is Hayomich Chvises, but Yudushi is Tafsir. So we have to say that the Yisrashi is that when the Gemara says Mistab the Chayom Lav Mitafsev Kedushin Chayom Tvises Lo Mitafsev Kedushin, so it's not that the non-Tvises Kedushin is the important thing. In other words, the Gemara asked Maro Yiso, how do you know that the Posik of Imoyach Tvises reference to Chayom Tvises, and the Posik of you also in the Asharo as well as Chayolam. Maybe the Posik of also in the Asharo of Yishni Vom Achas has reference to Chayolam. How do you know? So the Gemara says, it's Mistaber to say, in other words, we have two alternatives. Either we say that the Posik of also in the Asharo, which tells us Yishni Vom Achas, She'ilo Yib, Be'ineilo Lechlitz, has reference to Chayav Lam, or it has reference to Chayav Krisis. So it's mistaba to say that it has reference to Chayav Krisis. Why? Because generally speaking, Chayav Krisis is not Tafsir Kedushin. So mainly it's more mistaba that the posik of also Yivimti Ashoro has reference to Chayav Lam, which is Tafsir Kedushin, not to Chayav Krisis, which generally is not Tafsir Kedushin. Now, if we are going to say that the posik of Moshe Yivimti Ashar, also Yivimti Ashar, so has reference to Chayom Chvises, then we have to say it has reference to all Chayom Chvises. You couldn't say also Yivimti Ashar has reference to Nino. So we have to say that it has reference to all Chayom Chvises, and all Chayom Chvises except for Nino. So Dushni is not a vest. So it's not Mistaber to apply the droshe of also Yivimti Asharo to Chayom Chvises. It's more Mistaber to apply the droshe of also Yivimti Asharo to Chayom Lav. So the male the other droshe of Yachmese Mishla Kachas must be applied to Chayom Chvises. Once it is applied to Chayom Chvises, so it applies to Chayom Chvises indiscriminately. It doesn't make any difference whether Dushni is a vest or Dushni is not a vest. In other words, the Shaila is, when the Gemara says Mistab Rechayom Krisis with Tafsir Kedushin, is that the basis of Eneil Lechritze, or this is only Raye that we have to apply the posik of also Yivimti Asharo to Chayom Lav, Mimele, the posik of Yimliach Peitz to Chayom Krisis, and once we have a Raye that the posik of Yimliach Mitzayish Lekachas has reference to Chayom Chvises, so it applies to all Chayom Chvises, including even that Chayom Chvises that Dushni states. So apparently, Teisves in the Kashi certainly assumed that this is Dushan the problem. It's not that the non-Chvises Dushni is the essence of the Halochei of Kol Shein Eilu Yim is any of this. It's not the essence. It's only a Raye that we have to apply the posik of also Yivimti Asharo to Chayav Lav. So the mele we have to apply the other posik, Yimliach Mitzvish Lakachas to Chayav Chvises. Once we apply to the Adala of that other posik of Yimliach Mitzvish Lakachas to Chayav Chvises, so it applies to all Chayav Chvises. So that means all Chayav Chvises, even the Chayav Chvises of Dushni Steifes, there is a loche of Kol Sheinel and Yibn in Eilu. But Teitzves one thing certainly assumed in the Kashi, that the Yibn is not Eilu. In other words, in the Kashi, Teitzves assumed that if the Yom is born al Hayivomo, Kishihi Nido, so then the Yibn is not Eilu. The Yibn is not Eilu. The Yibn is not Eilu. Once it's not Eilu, and it's Chayom Chvises, so that the Yibn is not Eilu, so Mimele, so Mimele Chvise is not Eilu either. So in other words, so then if we ask, why is the Yibn not Eilu? So we can say, this is implicit in the posit of Yimloyach Pitzu Yishli Tachas. Kol She'ilu Yibn And that must has reference to Chayom Tzvises. So it has reference to neither two. Neither is also Chayom Tzvises. So the Meile deposit of Kol Sheineil El Yid. Kol Sheineil El Yid. Kol Sheineil El Yid. So a Neil El Chlitze applies. So the Zika is pop. The Zika is pop. Because neither Yibn is Eile nor Chlitze is Eile. So the Meile, the Zika is Poka. If the Zika is Poka, so the Yisar is a Sachis Chal. If the Yisar is a Sachis Chal, so Nesra Shoachas, so Yibn Lachas Shiki Toyer. She should be Asur. That's the Yisar. Now let's see what Teis is going to tell us. The first time it's going to be. So Eile Hakshir in Yotor Son Yom, Avo Pishin Tar Hakei, Kmo Yachis Isht, Sheim, Kmo Yachis Isht, Sheim Is Yabel, Safir Is Isht Hakei, Diloi Dome, now comes the Tere, Diloi Dome, Dach is he show Sharayez, who is a little I of Spain is on you. Avonito, we call our masre, that you would need also, Mashmabu Sohim, Saint Edward Horim, the Basi of me. The Kabaka Gehre, is the need of Boal Hayev, the Ponte Nido, Boal Potter, Paul Halo Maishne, Maishne Yvette, the Kobit Mitzvah, so each day. Ich den Name Gabe Mitzro. So Maschi, wenn du die Covid Mitzwa, ist der Name Covid Mitzwa, wie ist der nur Berg? So, was mir nicht der Name Covid Mitzwa, viel aber rieb. So, ich mag die Terrence, wie ist der nur Berg? You see, there is a loche, the Torbid war Mitzwa, now if somebody doesn't have a of course, Bishayi is high become. But Torbid war Mitzwa is Potter become. Now there is a machlekes tanoi. When do we say the Torbid war Mitzwa is Potter become? Only so one mandoma, one time says, only if it's Torbid war Mitzwa, we also Mitzwa. But if it's Torbid war mitzvah, he intended to do a mitzvah, but he didn't do a mitzvah, so then it's chai mikov. So the Gemara is the kashe, mashli yivemti nikovid mitzvah. That's why if the yob was born, al yivemti nido, so he's potter mikov. Why? Because he did a mitzvah. So he's the name covid mitzvah. So what kind of mitzvah appear to believe you? So in other words, even though she was a nida, he was still the kind of mitzvah of Pirya Vrindya. So the Mordi Teres mishti Muberes. So it's not Chaya Rabin, she's Muberes, so he couldn't have another child at that moment anyway. V'yoyike Simcha Seino, so the mitzvah of Eino. So the Gemara answer, Shavoy Bishasinos. V'yom Aro Bechai Vono Samach Ishtei Bidvar Mitzvah. So Yibu Shavoy Bishasinos, so it's also a mitzvah. So we saw Mach Lubez. Some of the best. So then, of course, there's no kiva mitzvah. Yoche, after you bem te name, if it's somewhere, if it's some of the best, so the Gemara says, yibem te bozis mine, ishte, roi bozis. Because yibem te is not accustomed to her. So Mimele is ashamed. He feels embarrassed to ask her, maybe she roaso da. So he's considered told. Masha'inkei ma'ishtei. He's not considered told because he could have asked. So when he's told it, mitzvah potter called me if he was a told. But if he was a b'sheya, he was not a told. He was neglectful. So mimele, he's not potter called. Anyway, so the Gemara, so Teisves mentions a raya from this Gemara that when a yob is born, al yivem te nido. So he's Kenah, and he's even Mikhaim the mitzvah of Yibome. Of course, he's even a Nisan Reise of Boal Ishtek bin Dusom. But the mitzvah is also Mikhaim of Yibome Yobalel. Because many Tanoim say that if it's Tobit Va mitzvah, below Yosom mitzvah is Chaybekom. And here we say, Rabbi Yechon says, that Boal Yivente, Kishenido also is what I'm called. So that means he's talking about mitzvah, but also mitzvah. Also mitzvah. So obviously he was Kenah her. If he wasn't Kenah her, how does he fulfill the mitzvah of Yibomei Yomalel? So we see that his mikayim mitzvah is kene. So that means, so what is Tesis? So briefly, Tesis Teretz is, Tesis kashe was, true that Nido is not, does not have a chalishemel. So the male, she cannot ask the tzor. But chayom ikrisis she is, and since she is chayom ikrisis, there is aloch, that by the aloch of kol shein elu yibm en elu chlitz, that by chayom ikrisis, so there is no zikit. There is no yibm and there is no chlitz, so there is of course zikit. Because of, so we learn out from the tzik in yachmiz and yishlo kachas. So that applies to all chayom ikrisis. To all chayom ikrisis. So maybe it should apply to Nida also. So that means Nida, there is no zike, there is no zike, so it's less all of Shoachas. So if Lachashatita, she should pass through on the score of Ishazach, that's the discussion. So this Vesteres briefly is no, by Nida there is zike. But I added by Nida there is zike, that even if he will be Miyabim, he'll be Kainer. So she's in. She's not allowed. But Kainer, he is. You see, so, in other words, so Chayobilam Be'ese is more humble in a certain respect than needed. True, Chayobilam Be'ese, there is no chorus. And needed, there is chorus. But Chayobilam Be'ese, so the more says, but in Gualo Loikon, the more doesn't say it. Explicitly in respect to Chayobilam Be'ese. The Gemara says explicitly that if we assume that Chayobilam Grede, there is no din of Triye, and she's not with Yavemes, with the Raise, so then we must say that in Baal Uloika. But the Gemara, the Gemara, because so the Gemara refutes the Havam in it, the original premise of the Gemara. The original premise of the Gemara was that Chayobam Midreide, she is not for Adonis Midreis. Why? Because of his special Tzakosu. We also include Vashal. Yesh to him Roma HaShem, it's a good way of it. So that was the original premise of the Gemara. So the Gemara refutes this original premise. Why? Because the Tzakosu says that Chayobam Midreide in Bokeh HaOkon. We have it in Misya Bemez, with the eyes in the Michael. So we see from this that where he is not famous with the eyes, so then in Bualuah, but since the point of is in connection with the Rabbin Chayde in Bualuah, so it's a raya that Chayyab Rabbin Chayde in Bualuah. Machoruke Chayyab Rabbin Vese, where she's not famous with the eyes, because the Rabbin Chayde is a raya that Vese. So it's Mukhah from the Gemara that Bachayyab Rabbin so in Baal Loikon, she is not Kena. So they propose in Baal Kon. In Baal Kon. Now, why should there be a difference between Chayyab Rabbin Vese and Nidam Yechon? Right. So in Mukhah, we can say is not analogous to Achalotrisis. Because Achalotrisis, Dushin is not in so the Mela that is, since Dushin is not in so there is Achalotrisis. Zike. What does Zike mean? Zike is also a certain kind of vicious. It's a certain kind of vicious. It's a marital attachment. Zike means a marital attachment. It's not, she's not his wife. Until he's reacting, so she's not his wife. But Zike means a marital attachment. So those Chayyab Chrisos are the people who are the best. And the Tanakhian king and Mishes, so it can be an Ezeke. Mashayim can move. Need a good list a best, so it can be an Ezeke. So that we understand. But Chayyab Chrisos, the essay, the problem is that in Baal Loikone, in the Gabonido, takes the first, he mentions the Gemara Pesach and Tafakim, that even in Baal, so Chayyab Be'ese is more homo than it. Chayyab Be'ese is more homo than it. The answer is because the Chayyab Be'ese the Aloch in the Ashoro. It's the most thing. It's for Shmuz in Romachas, in Yim, in Romachritze. So that means the Chayyab Be'ese to one before there is always futufute. There is no futufute. There is only zikas futufute. No zikas futufute. So since there is only zikas futufute, not zikas futufute, but I'm wild with God, futufute became it. There is no futufute. Mashufute, there is zikas futufute. But he's not allowed to be born when he does so. Whatever she is. And there is zikas yutur, so why shouldn't he be told? But for one, yes, he's not gaining her, because there is no yutur. So there is no zikas yutur. But there is zikas yutur. He's not allowed. Bishas will do so, he's not allowed to be bothered. Because the husband is not allowed to be bothered. So for the same yutur, it's the yogin is not allowed to be bothered. But there is, if there is a food, some the twitter of there is no infant of Shesach. Some may receive there is no infant of Shesach. How can you bring us for Shacha? She is mutter. So far as the Israel of the Shesach is concerned, food is fast and he do so there is no infant of Shesach. But the food is not allowed to be born because of the Israel. Hashim Teo, there is no reason he don't, so of course he can be out. We say we work up, now she's an eagle. We take the pride out. Coaching, we need to move the middle of the clit. This girl is coaching, we need to move the middle of the clit. Because she's ill and you too. She's ill and you too. Come out. But she's ill and you too. So in other words, we can do this. We don't just assume. Of the possible from the Ashore is the one triograph. We know want first to say that the possible of the Ashore applies to some women. Applies to Rabbi. So then, to Chayograph, definitely. So we know to move on. But we don't assume in the Ashore. But in the temple, this holds no. For the Christ of God, just money and for you. How do you have to apply the tzitzit? No, this is the essence of the truth. The essence of the truth. And for the truth of Tonshein, and for you, and for you, and for you, that whoever does this, will you be told? There are no institutions on the world, there is no Zike, there is no Zikina. Moshe, what's your name? What's your name? Who are we here? No, 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 no. That's the difference of the Moshe. That, what's your name? Who are you? In other words, what's your woman? There is no Zika. There is no Zika. Why is there a Zika? This is not me, though. This is not a dog. Zike mean. We don't say ishes. Zike is the mental attachment. And that mental attachment that exists reason it's a duty. So when the wife of a person becomes an ego, so the Krishna is not Boka. The Krishna is not Boka. As a matter of fact, there is a Gemara that can follow this. On the other hand, from Tess of the Dalai Lama, then from Tome Pace. How to move the Bishala Nido, a fate of the Blood Monster, so what do you want to do? Because Rabbi Akiva is the Lord, but you want to be greater than the Lord. This is the patrimony. The Lord is the Christ's people. But Rabbi Akiva holds the whole Chayav Lach to the Lord. So you want to call it Rabbi Akiva. He says that the problem to Shiz is the Lord. Is made of it. Is the Kaddish of the Lord. So, we know that the Krishna is there. Krishna is there. How do we know that? So, for Krishna is there. How do we know that Krishna is there? So, let our two books are full of Krishna. So, that's the Krishna. That's the Krishna. And say the name of the Krishna. So, this is the Krishna. So, Rashi says, So suppose yesterday was story. I met one time with a children at a conference in Petersburg. Now it's called Petersburg. So there was a conference of the family. So there are children in which in this discussion, from Rashi, which is first against Rashi, how can Rashi say that by saying the Christmas day best, go on the conference would be the Christmas day best. But somebody saw it. So the Rachora said, Rasha Shige Yeru. When one is Mekadesh in Yisrael, so it's not one for us, for life. But every second, there is a new Chalei sacrifice. That's it. From that. So Chaim, apparently, that's all right. Because he's going like, but he didn't say anything, but he just said in the presence of the Holy, Eva, Rabbi Yosef, is mazel to fire, which is the word of his sacrifice. So in other words, what is the plain talent in Jesus Kashem? What is the plain talent in Jesus Kashem is Rashi? Because the Christian holds that only Kedushim would be taken face. Kedushim wouldn't be taken face. Wouldn't be taken in the Seite. So then, even when the Seite is already in the Russia for many years, this should be problem. Because those that think that it exists, Kedushin is not in this. Or a contract to the Kedushin is not in this. So that means that there can be any issues of it. It's not that the mind of Kedushin cannot be had. The question of Kedushin being capable of being foul or not being capable of being foul. The business why Dushin is not able to the tree says is because the behavior of common. Because evil is inconsistent with vicious. If the woman is an elbow, so then it's inconsistent with vicious. So really, if Satan Dushin wouldn't be able, you say the initiation to bring salvation, that would mean that she became an alcoholic. If she became an alcoholic husband, the liberation took place 10 years ago. You should be talking. Because Ishes is inconsistent. Ishes is inconsistent. And Ishes' relationship is inconsistent with an alcoholic. And Eve, this is not a face, so that means you don't have it. So Manuel is what Taisa says. Tasteless, this is Nekashi Sium, that when the Gemara says Mistabi, which is a great absolution, he will have a absolution, so that is the only motion of the Gemara is the Raya, how to apply the Pshutim. Not that Kedushin is the essential, is the essential feature of the Loche of Kedushin. This is what takes the Shimon of Tashi. In the Teret, this holds not. It's not just a horizontal type of Psuki. No, but this is the essence of the Loche of Kedushin. In other words, Kedushin implies that in Eve, there is no Yib. Why isn't there any Yib? Because there is no Zikr. Because there is no Zikr. So, and why isn't there any Zikr? Because she's an Elvo. She's an Elvo. So, all Chayom Chrises, except for Nid. So, they are Arayas, they are Elvos. So, Mela Sin. So, and Elvo is inconsistent with Ishes. So it's inconsistent with Zika too. What is Zika? Zika is also a marital attachment. It's also a certain kind of an incest relationship. Even before even there is a certain kind of a marital relationship between the Yovam and the Yivame. So that's the essence of the Purasakosu, of Kol Sheim that there is no Yiv, because there is no Zika, there is no Zika. So Mimele, there is no Zika. So there's a whole Zika is spoken. Not only Zika's Yim is spoken, but Zika's Chlitze is also spoken. But I'm the essence of the posik of Yeshua Yivamachs. That Zika's Yim is spoken, but Zika's Chlitze is not spoken. But Bachayovich Chises, where Gdushin is not a place. So there is neither Zika's Yim nor Zika's Chlitze. That's the essence of the Zakosov. But by moving that there is Zika's Yim, there is everything. And he became afraid of her too. Some melee in Boala, oh, he's Kono. Some melee is not shy to say that for Shahas. She never became affected with the Isaiah of Ashes. That's the first thing. Then Taisa gives another thing. They mere lechalik, what they see shot. Avokish and they so wish for. Achekei, shuv with the socket in the evening. כאילו שנפטר שואחס, משום שנאמר, ברוכה עוד ארכדי, כי לקום אבי יש מוטוץ, ואפילו להיכד לו, אם יתחיל מהי פסר גם, כי שיש אחרים, שיש אחרים אחרים, אסור לו לזה של איסו אישת, כי לא אומר בפרק ד' אחר, כל יבום לו שאינה נכיר לבו בשעס נפילה, יבום לו יובי יולאו, הרי כי שסך שיש לו בונים ואסור, ואין זה דרכדי, אם יש לו להתקק לו זה, שנפטר ממנו, אבל מי לא דרכדי, Now, so we see that the second Teretz in Teisves is chilik on the first Loshen in Teisves. While the first Loshen in Teisves assumed that by Nido there is Zikas Yidu Nidu Vishas Nidus and in Bo'ale Okone, so the second Loshen apparently assumes that if the Yod will be Bo'ale Ala Nido, Bishasni to so loikon, because Teisa says that we cannot apply the aloha of the Akeneya, because the fact that she could not be nisyam before is not inconsistent with the Akeneya to be miyam later on. So it's mashma that at that moment of Beisni doso. She could not be Messiah. If Bo'alel, Bishas Nidoso, so he wouldn't be Kenyan. Because if Tesis in the second Teretz would also agree with Tesis' premise in the first Teretz, that even Bishas Nidoso, Imbor Leokono, so why does Tesis have to talk so much that it's not inconsistent with Dakeneya? Of course he says no Shaykh, Dakeneya has no bearing on it. Dakeneya only has application to a case where at one moment there couldn't be any Ibn, and later on, the situation changed, so we say, since there couldn't be Yidden at one moment, so Memele, there cannot be Yidden later on either. There cannot be Yidden later on either. But here, if Tesis in the second Lashon agrees with Tesis' premise in the first Lashon, that Yidden Bishas Nidoso, he could be Yavma. He was only Osir, but he could. It could be effective. So how could we talk about Dakeneya? So it's mashma from the second Lashon Tesis, that the second Lashon Tesis holds that Beis Niduso, the Yidden is not effective. Beis Niduso, the Yidden is not effective. Beis Niduso, the Yidden is not effective. Why not? Now, shouldn't we say that the second Lashon Tesis holds that Nido has a Shemi Alvo? That's not this time. That the second Lashon Tesis holds that Nido has a Shemir. Of course Nido does not have a Shemir. And we see that Tesis emphasizes Abu Nido Dakineyami, the Libailo Namets Richalamti. The Libailo Namets Richalamti. So what does it mean? What does Tesis mean? Tesis is weighing here the conveniences, but Tesis has a yardstick by which he measures conveniences, relative conveniences. So Bachesisho, the inconvenience is relatively much greater than by Nido, because by Nido, so every husband has that inconvenience too. I mean, it's not Mistaba that Tesis is weighing here the relative inconveniences. No, what Tesis means, Avo Nida Dakineyami, the Rebailo Namet Zlicholehamti, Achetita. So Tesis means that Gabi Nido there is Zike. Even in the second Lashon, Tesis assumes that there is Zike. There is Zike. There's a difference between Achesisho and then later Shimon's wife Leah died. So while Leah, the wife of Shimon, was alive, so there was no Zike. Then a month later, Leah, the wife of Shimon, died. So we applied the halacha of Dakeneya. Masha'inkin here, true, Tesis in the second Lashon assumes that the imbor le'oloikon. So it's einayli. It's einayli. Inachnam. So imbor le'ol is loikon. But not that there was no zike. Zike there was, even Bishas Nidoso. Why was there zike? Because when is there achko zike if the woman is an ervo? But we cannot say that the woman was an ervo. I mean, say, after all, every wife, so she's asur lebaila beis niduso. So does it mean that when a wife becomes an ido, she all of a sudden she becomes an ervo to her own husband? There is an isakores, lo biyalel. But an ervo she isn't. And when is there? Of course, zike, if the woman has a shemervo, then there is of course zike. Because elbow, the shemelbo, is inconsistent with the marital relationship. And Zika is also a marital relationship, a marital attachment. So, Masha'inkin by Nido, she doesn't have a shemelbo. So, there is Zika. But, whereas in the first motion, Tesis assumes that he's Kono, so in the second motion, Tesis assumes that he's not Kene. It's ineffective. It's ineffective. Why is it ineffective? So, now, there is a Gemara Davku Gimu Amud Beis. there is a Gemara Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. Yevomes. Sandal shlav v'nizor aloi tachmetz. Chlitz has to be done with the sandal. So suppose the sandal is a sandal shlav v'nizor. So l'chatchil erim shuit b'tachmetz. V'imchol tzoch l'itzos akshem. So now, because there is very little time, so I'll just read what the Ramban says on the Rashi's Pshat. Pir she Rashi zal, hoilu l'ruche avde, sham she akub. Lav v'sreif v'kai med yislit akam te bibitu. So that's why im chotzo, so chlitzos akshem. V'im shura yisur anoye, chlitzel av anoye. V'mitzes lav v'enesli. ויעבור גב יהוכה באי לו ינסו בה ובלו יחליצה לו נס ולו כימדו עם עקיב בו אלו מצווה לבנוי ולכתחילה לו יתאחלץ מפני שנראה כנרס so in other words so Rashi says that לכתחילה not because נראה כנרס it's not a real הנוי מדרייס why isn't it a real הנוי מדרייס because Mrs. Lavanesti what's kind of הנוי that she had from that society She becomes Muteres Lishuk. So, there is, first of all, there is a mitzvah of it. So mitzvah is lavlenes nitu. The fact that she is mikayim mitzvah, that's not considered as a anoya asuro, in isur anoy. But then there is another anoya that she derives. As a result of the chlitze, she will be allowed to get married. And that will be a physical anoya, not just a ruchnizik anoya. So he says, but since she could be mitzies, get married without chlitze, but she'll be an abayanis. So maybe it's not considered. So it's only because of Yirah Shemayim, you know, that she has to have chlitzer first before she gets married. But b'mitzias she could get married, of course it will be visa. So maybe it's not considered as a anoy that comes within the category of Yisur Anoy. But l'chatchila lo itachleitz. L'chatchila lo itachleitz because nives kinen esmir rabor. That's Rashi's pshat. So it's mashma from Rashi that the only reason as to why the chlitze is effective the eved is because there is no isa deraisa of anoye by sandal shel avizor because there is no real anoye Mrs. Lavlenes need to and she could even get married without chlitze but the isa so mainly she does not have a physical anoye because physically she could have all the anoye without chlitze but because of Yihira Shemayim, because of Yisurim, she doesn't do it. So Mimele, it's not considered as a Anoya Asura Midraise, only Midrabon. So that's why it's effective. But had it been also, the Anoya had been Asura Midraise, then the Chlitze would not be valid. Then he says, V'yesh Miforesh, the Chalkile Litachlis Mishum Bilenes, Shemises Bek. So the Avishen Vachilik HaRash. And we say that Midraise Lechatchile, she's not allowed to be chitz. Why? Because she has anoy. Even though she could be mitzias get married, but only with the chitzah. So maybe it's a anoy asur midraisa. But so midraisa it's also. But we hold so. Chlitzoso ksheira nei the of the isuro. Chlitzoso loy mifsal. And then he says loydoy. And he mentions a certain gemara in Rosh Hashanah. I don't have the time to discuss that gemara. So the Ramban is chilik on the other pshat. He agrees with Rashi. So we have a machlikas reshek. In other words, suppose the chlitze is done in such a way that it involves an isar anoyim in the raisi. And the chlitze anoyim in the raisi. And is the chlitze valid or not? So according to Rashi, if it will involve an isar anoyim in the raisi, so the chlitze is invalid, is in effect. And according to the another pshat that the Ramban mentions, it is valid. So what? He was even an Isa. So because of that, the Chlitze shouldn't be valid? Now, you see that Rash Teisves, first Loshen, says that even if the Yopim was born, the Shasni do so he's came to her. But what he was even an Isa, there was certainly even an Isa. And he's a Kores, and still he's came to her. He's came to her. So we see that the Yidden is effective even though it consists in a certain Maisavere. So why shouldn't Chlitze be effective even if it consists in a certain Maisavere? But we see from Rashi and Ramban that if it had involved and he's a Reise of Anoye, so then it would be ineffective. So in other words, so what's the Pshat? So the Pshat is because since the Maisavere, I mean, so that is a machlekes b'shem, and I think that this is And this point is the machlekes between the first Loshon Tetzves and the second Loshon Tetzves. The first Loshon Tetzves holds that even when a Maisa mitzvah, it consists of a Maisa Avere, he can still be Mikayim the mitzvah. He can still be Mikayim the mitzvah. But then the second Loshon Tetzves holds no. And that's the Shita of Rashi too. That where a certain mitzvah consists of Maisa Avere, not if the Maisa Avere was a medium, was a step to the mitzvah, then of course it's not Miakim, the Kima mitzvah, if it was just a step, a means to the end. But if the Maisa Avere and the Maisa mitzvah are one act, so then Rashi Shita is that there is no Kima mitzvah. And if there is some Mela, it couldn't be Kena. It couldn't be Kena, because the Kinyan is to the mitzvah. And so the second Loshon Tetzves is, and there's the Shita of Rashi too, that had it involved an Iser, in other words, so you can call it Mitzvah Bo Mavere, but I am hesitant to use the expression Mitzvah Bo Mavere in order you shouldn't equate it with the other din of Mitzvah Bo Mavere, that the Gemara mentions Ligabi Lulav HaGozel, because they are Lulav HaGozel. So when one takes a lulav, he's not a veir, the aveir of Gezel at that moment. There, the aloha of mitzvah bo aveir is something else. That if the hefze of the mitzvah has a shem levi of aveir, so then you cannot use it as a hefze of mitzvah. Whoever goes on, matzok zulo. So in other words, because Gezel is a shem levi of aveir in the hefze, I mentioned it. I mean, number of times. Not on mechizchinos kashi. Because the halacha is that Sukkos are also Beresh Asfino, and then somebody gathered it, so he's not Yetzir, because it's a Sukkos Zulu. There is a special Zasakosu, there is Sukkos Zulu, not Yetzir. But Sukkos are also Gabi Akarka, and then somebody gathered the Karka, he dispossessed the Bailim and he sat in it, so he is Yetzir Mitzvah Sukkos. So why? Because Karka even exists. So the Mechaschino has the kasha against the Rambam says that even though Karka is in Unixelis, but the lab of the Sigzel is a veir, so why do we say that Sukkos Yoroso, Shebono ala Karka, and then somebody gazled it? So he's Mikhaim Sesuke, but let the aloche of Mitzvah Aveir apply. He's even a Sigzel. So my father said that he mentioned the Yerushalmi Shabbos, that if somebody, let's say, if somebody doesn't say matzah and eats it, so he's not the kind of eats of matzah. But if Pesach night happens to be Friday night, and he's made to the matzah which is a rabbi, and he eats it, so he's the kind of mitzvah. So the Yerushalmi has the kasha, why? So the Yerushalmi did the teretz, tamon ha-matzah avere, bram hochein ha-matzah avere. So my father said the pshat is, mitzvah bom avere does not mean that if the mitzvah was done as a result of an avere, so he's not the kind of mitzvah. If he did an avere, so he's held responsible for the avere, but it does not affect the kiyum mitzvah. Mitzvah bom avere implies that if there is a shem levi of avere and the heftze, let's say gozer, has a shem levi of avere and the heftze, so it cannot be used as a heftze of mitzvah, it cannot be mikayim the mitzvah with the lulav hagozel or a matzah zulo. But when he's made to the matzah shus rabbi, so there is no shem levi of avere and the matzah that was made to the shus rabbi. So he's mikayim the mitzvah. So that's one din of mitzvah avere. So there we have to resort to the fact that there is a shem levi of avere. But this type of mitzvah bo mavere is a different halacha mitzvah bo mavere. I'm using the expression mitzvah bo mavere, but it's a different type. Here it means that the maisa mitzvah and the maisa avere is the same maisa. When someone takes a lulav hagozel, so it's not the same maisa. But here is the same maisa. Now the Yerushalmi, in Shabbos, the same Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, matzah zulo is not the kind of mitzvah. So the Yerushalmi has two mandomas. One mandoma says ein aveir mitzvah, and the other mandoma says ein mitzvah aveir. So the Meishe explains it in an altogether different way. But I think that the pshat that Yerushalmi could be that here the Yerushalmi mentions both halachas of mitzvah aveir. There are two types of mitzvah aveir. One din of mitzvah aveir is according to everybody. That's the din of lulav hagozel. So that means if there is a shem levi of avere and the heftze, so memele he cannot be can the mitzvah with such a heft of mitzvah? If the heft of mitzvah has a shemavir, so much of zulo. So the Yerushalmi says, why is not becoming the mitzvah a naveiro mitzvah? In other words, a heftze of a mitzvah that has a shem levay of aveire cannot be mekayim the mitzvah. If the heftze of the mitzvah, the matzah that's a heftze of the mitzvah, has a shem levay aveire, then another man gives another reason. Another reason. He says, a mitzvah aveire. I mean, that's not in accordance with the pshat of the cremation, the tornado. They explain Yerushalmi not in a different way. But it could be explained. In other words, here it's like the yovim that is baller basically do so. So according to second motion, it takes verse. So he's not Kene. Why isn't he Kene? Zika there is. Because Nida is not an elf. So the second motion in Teisves holds that here is not Kene, because in order to be Kene there must be a mitzvah of him. And here he cannot be Mikayim the mitzvah of him, in as much as the same Maisa mitzvah is a Maisa Aveire. The Maisa mitzvah consists in the Bier, and the Aveire of Nido consists in the Bier. So that's another aloha of mitzvah of Aveire. That's the second Mandoma who says a mitzvah Aveire, the Maisa mitzvah, cannot consist of a Maisa Aveiro. If the Maisa Mitzvah and the Maisa Aveiro is ein hach, so Mimele, by Bible, so we can only apply the aloche of Mitzvah Bum Aveiro, that there is a Shem Levay of Aveiro and the Heft. Not the other thing. Mashiach came by Matzok Zuo. So the aloche is Tavle Ushasi and Mishalem Dalet. So, I mean, Sir Chaim says, I mean, it's Mucha from the Rambam, that it's a new Maisek Zeilet. So when one eats a Masok Zuo, so then the eating itself constitutes a new Maisek Zeilet. So in other words, so that means the Maisa Mitzvah consists of the eating, the Matzeh, and the Maisa Veve, the new Maisek Zeilet consists of the eating, the Matzeh. So the Maisa Mitzvah and the Maisa Veve is one act. So you cannot be mekayim a mitzvah when the maisa mitzvah is constituted by maisa aveira. That's one mandoma in Yerushalmi, and the second lashon in Teisves agrees with that swara. And Rashi Shita is also like that. That's the reason why Rashi Dafkuf Gimel Yivome says that the only reason why by Samuel Shav is Zorah. So the David is kshero because midiraisa doesn't involve any maisa aveira. But had it involved in Maisa Aveira and the Raise, so the Chlitze would be ineffective, because the same Maisa Mitzvah would consist of Maisa Aveira. And then there is another Shite, the Yesh Miforesh, that the Ramban rejects, that Ilchaname, it does involve in Maisa Aveira and the Raise Hanoi and the Raise, but it doesn't affect the Kiyama Mitzvah. So they are chelik on the chitay. So I think that the second version in Teisves holds that the yibum is not effective, because in order the yibum should be effective, he has to be mikayim the mitzvah. And since the maisa mitzvah consists of the maisa avere, so there is a halacha of mitzvah bom avere. But it should not be equated with the other halacha of mitzvah bom avere of chulav agozel. There is another halacha. There the maisa mitzvah does not consist of the maisa avere, but the heft of mitzvah has a shem levayah. All right, I cannot.